Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jay Myers is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. M-Y-E-R-S, if you're Googling him. He's the founder and the president of Interactive Solutions, Inc., ISI. He's the author of at least one award-winning book, but more than one book. Keep Swinging is the award winner. The new follow-up book, which is pretty darn new, Hitting the Curveballs. You can find those wherever books are sold. ISITN.com, is that right?
That's correct, Jim.
ISITN, TN for Tennessee, because that's where he's from. ISITN.com is his website. And you're in the audio-visual business, aren't you?
I am, as well as video conference. And we're an integrator, Jim, so we kind of marry the two technologies together for classrooms and distance education, mm-hmm. telemedicine, corporate conferencing, presentation rooms, that sort of thing.
High quality company, folks. And Jay, I don't think I congratulated you, but you were telling us the story in the last segment about how the customer at the final big proposal meeting tried to sharpen his pencil and pencil whip you a little bit, and you didn't let him do it. You said, you know what? If you don't like our price, then if you're looking for a low price, then you're looking for somebody besides us, because we don't race to the bottom. You learned a long time ago, Jay, as I did and as I tell my audience every day, the price war is over and small business lost. If we have to fight a price war, you know, why are you fighting? If we have to fight for our price, why are you, on price, I should say, fight on price, then you're in the wrong game. You need to go get in another field. Because it's not going to work for small business. And you learned that, and you stuck with your guns. And what I liked about what you did is you stood up for your brand. And if you don't stand up for your brand, who will?
Jim, that's exactly right. And I was thinking, you know, as I was communicating this to this customer and this prospect, I realized and almost, you know, felt bad about it. That's one of the few times I can remember in a major, you know, meeting like that, but I was able to do that. Not that I wouldn't do it, but maybe I got the chance to. But this is the key. As an owner, for all your listeners out there, you know, small business owner, entrepreneurs, if you can't communicate your brand as the owner, mm-hmm. how do you expect your people to?
Right.
So it was really interesting. And after the meeting, I will tell you that, you know, again, when I made this statement, and it all sounds great in this radio show and a lot of bravado here, I will tell you, the look on my team's face are like, "What did he just do?" When we left,
maybe I better go get my resume out.
He hit the elevator, went to the bottom floor. We kind of, everybody knows, you know, kind of that moment of silence and everything, or moments and minutes of it. And then you get out there in the parking lot and everything, and we get to the parking lot. My engineer, who's been with me forever, turned around. He goes, "I don't know what you ate this morning." He said, "But whatever it is," he said, "you know." Yeah, that was unbelievable. And I'm going like, is that a good thing or a bad thing? He said, you know, it needed to be said. He said, but he just started laughing. He said, sure hope we get the deal. And you know what? A few weeks later, we got the call. And it was funniest thing. I'll tell you the real quick story, Jim. When the call comes through yet again for another iteration of this saga, mm-hmm. we have this conference call at noontime. And the customer at this point, or prospect at this point, calls and says, "Well, guys, I've got some news for you." And then he starts out by saying, "We need to cut some prices just a little bit more," and kind of start out like that. And there was like deathly silence.
Are you serious?
And I was reaching over the table like I was going to crush the phone. And he goes, "Just kidding. Just kidding. Y'all got the deal." But it was priceless. It was priceless.
So this was a topic of conversation over on their end.
Oh, my goodness. And I'll tell you what, it's just, I actually blogged about this, you may know, Jim, on my
right.
Jay Myers, CEO, website and everything. But it was just, it's been a really, for me, very gratifying to see the results of this.
But CJ, this is,
that my team learned something.
Well, that's exactly right. Your team learned something. Your team learned to stand up for the brand. But this is so tough these days. When companies are having a hard time, they need the business, they need the cash flow, they need to get some rocks in the box. It's so difficult for people to stand up. And see, this is where I get aggravated at bigger companies who find an opportunity to bully a little company. See, that what they were trying to do was to see if you would let them bully you. And you wouldn't, and you wouldn't let them. And this is the kind of stuff that's been going on since 2008, Jay. It didn't happen. This kind of bullying didn't happen prior to 2008. Now, I'm not saying that companies shouldn't try to negotiate for the best price. That should always be the case. I do that. You do that. But if it gets to the point where it looks like you're taking advantage of a little company who can do the job, because you just want to see if you can squeeze more out of them, that's when it becomes bullying. And in my opinion, if you're a small business owner and you're talking to a customer and it looks like they're trying to negotiate a better deal, negotiate with them if you can. But at the point in time that it looks like they're bullying you, they're just beating you up, that's when you should get up and walk away, because those people are not going to be good customers. What do you think?
Well, Jim, I'll say this much. In the case of this particular customer, I think they were doing their job. And you know what? To negotiate the best price. But guess what? I was doing my job too.
That's exactly
and
right.
And I think when he said something about, I got to leave here with my wallet, and I said, so do I. I think there was a mutual respect. Like,
I think you're right.
I will tell you, Jim, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, whatever we're doing here. It all sounds great, and your listeners are going to laugh about this, but, you know.
Hey, Jay, I got to wrap it up. ISITN.com and also right. JMeyerCEO.com, right?
Correct.
Hey, Jay, thanks for being here. Good job. Hey, I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Jim.
And lunch is on you, by the way. See you next time.
Thank you.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.